Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Patricia Elsie Tuttle, and pour some backlist on May! This is episode number 322 and a half, and today I'm going to talk about a couple backlist titles that I'm excited to share with you. Hi everyone, happy August! My wife and I and a couple friends were able to squeeze in a bit of outdoor fun last weekend, and we went tubing, as in we sat in tubes and floated down a river for about 4.5 hours. There is a drought here in California, so there were some sections of the river that were unfortunately too shallow to float through, so we'd have to walk our tubes for about 50 feet or so periodically. Also because of drought, the river wasn't flowing fast at all, and at some points we had to paddle ourselves. This was way more exercise than I was anticipating. I am an indoor cat. It was totally worth it, don't get me wrong. But the next morning, it was like my muscles were trying to stage an intervention. I also got a bit sunburned. Again, it was worth it. We saw fish and turtles and about half a dozen blue herons. The highlight was that we saw river otters. I'd never seen river otters in the wild before, but I've seen sea otters in the wild. But yeah, not river otters. I did not expect it at all, but honestly, seeing them has been the highlight of my summer. Anyway, I've got a couple books to talk about. Before I get to my backlist book picks, let's hear from a sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Flatiron Books, publisher of 888 Love and the Divine Burden of Numbers by Abraham Chang. So this is an interesting love story. It's great for fans of Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow and High Fidelity. It's set in the mid-90s at NYU. And it follows young Wang, who has gotten the advice of love through Chinese numerology from his uncle. So he believes that he will have 7 great loves in his life. And then he meets Irena in 95, and she's like the best. She's brilliant, charismatic, quick-witted, funny. They fall in love. But the thing is, she's number 6. So if he is to have 7 great loves, does that mean his time with Irena is going to come to an end? So this is a love letter to Western pop culture, Eastern traditions, and being a first-generation New Yorker. Make sure to check it out. And thanks again to Flatiron Books, publisher of 888 Love and the Divine Burden of Numbers by Abraham Chang, for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Underlined. Haven't read a Natasha Preston thriller yet? We dare you to try. She's known for her line of chilling young adult suspense novels like The Cellar and The Fear. The New York Times and USA Today bestselling author excels at putting fear into the hearts of her readers. So her newest book, titled The Dare, is about 5 friends whose senior prank goes very, very wrong. This is the perfect graduation season read for thriller fans who can handle a good scare. The Dare is now available wherever books are sold. You can learn more about it at getunderlined.com. So again, this young adult thriller is about 5 friends with a prank that goes wrong. There are dark secrets, a twisty plot, and creepy I Know What You Did Last Summer vibes. So if you know, it's graduation season, you want to revel in that, but like make it scary, you know what I mean? Pick up The Dare by Natasha Preston, and thanks again to Underline for sponsoring this episode.
For my first pick, I have Banned Book Club by Kim Hyun-suk, Ko Hyung-ju, and Ryan Estrada. Confession. Sometimes I buy books based on their titles. I bought this graphic novel and had no idea what it was about before I read it. I didn't even read the back. I just saw the title, bought it, and then read it. I have some major chaotic book reading energy sometimes. That being said, I thought this book was pretty rad. This is nonfiction and memoir, though of course some names have been changed in order to protect people. It takes place in 1983, during South Korea's Fifth Republic. This was a military regime, and there was a lot of torture, censorship, and straight-up murder of protesters. Content warnings for violence, especially police violence, and state-sanctioned violence. Our author and protagonist, Hyung-suk, is a first-year college student whose parents own a steak restaurant and made a lot of financial sacrifices for her to go to college. Mainly her father wants her to go to college. Her mother thinks that all college students do is protest. Hyun-suk intends to be at college to study, not protest. Definitely not to get involved with politics. She knows how the protesters are treated and she wants no part of it, so she's desperately trying to avoid getting political. She also doesn't want to get kicked out of school. Of course, her very first day that she arrives at the university, there's a protest and she has to fight her way through to get to class. A faculty member recommends that students busy themselves with extracurricular activities and join some clubs so that they don't get coerced into protesting. So Hyun-suk thinks this is a good plan and joins the dance team, which is a folk dance team, so it's combined dance and live theater and storytelling. Their performance is also a protest, much to Hyun-suk's shock and disappointment. She learns very quickly that no act is apolitical. The editor of the school paper is on the dance team and asks Hyun-suk to instead join a book club. Hyun-suk is studying English literature and she thinks they'll be talking about the classics, Scarlet Letter, etc. When she shows up, she discovers it's a banned book club, where they're reading and distributing books that could get them sent to prison, like The Motorcycle Diaries by Che Guevara, Counter-Revolutionary Violence, Bloodbaths in Fact and Propaganda by Noam Chomsky, The Feminine Mystique by Betty Friedan, the list goes on. At first, Hyun-suk has no interest in any of this, but her curiosity gets the better of her. I really enjoyed this book. The characters have so much life in them, and I learned a lot about something I knew close to nothing about. And of course, I'm a sucker for a story about how books can change people and fuel revolutions. It's Banned Book Club by Kim Hyung-suk, Ko Hyung-ju, and Ryan Estrada. For my second pick today, it's a tough one. It's titled Hello, I Want to Die, Please Fix Me, Depression in the First Person by Anna Mailer Pepperny. First, I want to tell you that if you start to Google the title of this book, you're going to prompt Google to give you a lot of hotlines and the search engine will be concerned. Okay. Whew. Trigger warning, like major trigger warnings for suicide. All the suicide, highly detailed attempts, children completing it, suicide pacts, the list is long. I cannot talk about this book without talking a lot about suicide. So now is your chance to take a break and come back to this part if you're ready. And honestly, you may not be. If you're a person who struggles with mental illness, and especially if you have suicidal ideation, this is probably not the book for you. Also, content warnings for liberal use of words like crazy and insane as descriptors of people and behaviors. Also, warnings for detailed descriptions of brain surgery. That being said, I think this is a very important book. Full disclosure, I was diagnosed with depression about 20 years ago. It's not really something that goes away, it just gets managed, if you're lucky. I also want to put it out there that not everyone who has depression is considering taking their own life. I have not, but this book focuses primarily on those who have had these thoughts. This is a harrowing read. Harrowing. Anna Mailer Pepperny is an investigative journalist who has battled severe depression, survived multiple, maybe even countless suicide attempts, and a number of hospitalizations. In this book, she explores with both humor and gravity depression treatment in Canada and the United States. Now, some readers are going to think that the gallows humor is in bad taste, and I get that. That the self-deprecation and jokes at the expense of herself and her fellow patients in the psychiatric wing of the hospital are low blows. For me, a person who has had personal experience with related situations, I realize that sometimes you have to laugh because that is what makes things even remotely bearable. I appreciate Pepperny's frankness and honesty. because depression kills so many people, yet it's so often talked about in some kind of esoteric way or not at all, and that's not helpful. As you read through this book, you'll learn there is still so much unknown about depression, and there is no cure. There are many, many different ways of treating it, and some readers might be shocked at how much of it is a bit of a guessing game. Paperny really covers the range in this book, from medication and hospitalization and cognitive behavioral therapy to brain implants and electroconvulsive therapy and microdosing with ketamine. The vast extents to which some people go to get relief from our depression, relief that keeps people alive because without it, depression can be fatal. The author also covers things like how signs can be overlooked, how police are called when someone is talking about taking their own life, and how so often that is not a good idea, but there's likely a lack of any other viable ideas in this situation. This book is heartbreaking and outraging and sometimes funny and very, very important. It's Hello, I Want to Die, Please Fix Me, Depression in the First Person by Anna Mailer Paperny. That's it for me this week, book lovers. Thank you so much to our sponsor. A special thank you to my totally awesome audio editor, Jen Zink, and thank you for listening. For more recs or general bookishness, check out bookriot.com, and don't forget to check out our full stable of podcasts at bookriot.com/listen, or just search Book Riot on your podcast player of choice. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/all the books. Remember, if you're a fan of all the books and all the backlist and you want to show us some love, please leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other book lovers find us. If you want to talk about books or nerdy stuff or check in on my shenanigans, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TheInfophile, as in the lover of information, spelled TheInfophile. In the meantime, have a safe weekend, drink some water, and happy reading.